They're saying that he's saying that I'm from the Uso area, and that's where we cultivate behind this mountain, and that's the place where a lot of rain, there's a lot of water. You can cultivate there all the time, and it's very easy for the sorghum to grow. And he said now the government has chased him out of that area, and that's why he's come here to this area. And this area is drier, and it's not as good for cultivation. He said that on the Oso River area, they're going to give to somebody for an agricultural investment. He said you've heard a lot about what we've had to say, but he wants to hear what you guys have to say about the situation.
Another guy? So I think we've come to South Omo to learn. What we've heard so far is very concerning to us, and we do not agree with the way the government has been developing these sugar plantations and the way that it has been working with the lack of working with the communities that are already living here. We can't change everything, and it's not going to all go away. These are plantations are likely to happen, but the government can do a lot better than it has been doing. So for both of our governments, we will talk to the Ethiopian government when we get back to Addis and raise our concerns. We will need to try and find out more information, and information seems to be one of the biggest problems. It's exactly what the government is planning and how they've consulted with local communities.
He said what you guys are doing is very good, and he wants you to go and talk with the government about this and to come back and tell them what happened. And he said if things go badly, then we'll be thrown in the mud over there on the Omo River, the resettlement site. She's saying the same thing that Mercy said, that this area has a certain tree which when they're hungry they go and they eat. And this is something that the kids eat. And she said that this place is also pretty nice for cultivation. If somebody is poor and they don't have a husband, she can make beer and then give it to everybody. They'll clear the garden for her. So they don't want to lose this land. They don't want to go over and stay in that resettlement site. They really hate it. They don't want to go.